7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed ashore along Florida's Gulf Coast, Hurricane Milton is now taking aim. The storm is expected to hit late tomorrow night. People are trying to leave Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from the airport in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsens, the airport is closing today.
The highways also packed this morning with tens of thousands of people trying to flee. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing on 60 Minutes, saying of her November opponent,
"I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page."
Donald Trump was extended an offer to appear on the program as well. Separately, he agreed, but at the last moment pulled out. Two pioneers in machine learning and artificial intelligence awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. A Sun Prairie couple is charged with starving their infant to death. 26-year-old DeVarius Keyes and 21-year-old Taryn Strait face child neglect charges in the February death of their 23-day-old son. Prosecutors say the pair fed the boy almond milk against doctors' orders and failed to feed him every 2 hours. A man whose body was pulled from Lake Monona last month was from New York City. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the man as 20-year-old Rowan Vaughn of Brooklyn. His body was recovered from Monona Bay September 25th, and an autopsy was performed the next day. And Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration announced funding for increased broadband. $115 million from the American Rescue Plan Act grant will go toward public facility expansion or improvement projects designed to provide reliable broadband access to local and tribal communities.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning, Dave Grant showing you. It is a little after 7:06 on Tuesday morning. You know, a little chilly out there, but you know what? It didn't get as cool as last night, so that frost advisory was canceled. So tonight, you know, kind of keep an eye on things. We'll monitor that throughout the day. Here is Don Henley, the voice of summer on Max FM.
Driving by your house, though I know you're not home. But 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
The dark side's called love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's flying. Slip to the dark side across our line. On the dark side. Oh yeah. On the dark side. Oh
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you on Tuesday morning at 7:13 a.m. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday morning so far. You know, very interesting Monday. We are glad to be past Monday, to say the least. We'll talk about that in just a second. I went outside this morning with the dog, a little bit cool out there. Yes, it is fall after all. Let's take a look at that forecast. Today is going to be sunny, warm up with a high of 69. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low of 39. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 70. Wednesday night, clear with a low of 43. Thursday, sunny with a high of 75. Friday, warming up, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Looking ahead to the weekend, we do have a slight chance of showers on Saturday night. We do need a little bit of rain as that fire danger is increasing. Highs over the weekend are looking to be in the mid-60s, mostly sunny, lows in the 30s, you know. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. We could have another frost chance going into this weekend. So currently 40 degrees outside. The sun is just starting to come up as well. Not excited about these late sunrises, and it's getting dark earlier. It is that time of year after all, so not excited about that. We did go to the Chamber of Commerce get together last night at the Fox Den out at Fox Hill Campground. We left there a little after 7 o'clock. It is definitely pitch black at that point. It was dark. The sunset is before 6:30 p.m. now. And the biggest issue on the way home, of course, was trying to watch for deer in the dark. So, yeah, that part was definitely not fun at all. But we did have a good time last night getting to look at the new facilities out there. And they've done a lot of work out there. And we had some great pizza as well. You know, it's always about the food. And we got to meet with some great people and had a great time. I did have someone ask me, did we get our car fixed? Yes, thank you to Craig over at Hometown Auto. Our car is fixed. The sheetrock screw has been removed from our tire. not 100% sure where we picked that wonderful screw up, but I can tell you it was not a new one. There was some rust on it, and, you know, one of those inch and 5/8 ones or so, and, yeah, that definitely is not good for your tires. So they were nice enough to get us in on very short notice, get the tire repaired, and do a much-needed tire rotation as well. You want to keep up with those maintenance things, and, you know, never fun when the low tire pressure comes on. You put air in it the night that you see it, and the next morning you go out and find, yeah, no more air in it. It's not just going to go away, unfortunately. Speaking of things that are going on today, we do want to alert everyone to a road closure in the city of Baraboo. Starting at 8:15 today, the intersection of Parkside Avenue and Waldo Street will be closed to through traffic. The city is planning to have this open back up by the end of the day. So, again, if you live in the Parkside Avenue area, please be aware that Waldo Street intersection at Parkside and Waldo will be closed starting at 8:15. They want everyone to get the kiddos to school and get to work this morning before they do that closure. And the goal is to get it open by the end of the day. So please, if you are in that area, plan accordingly. There's other ways to get in and out of there. I know it's never fun having road construction, but very necessary item as well. We know that that road area definitely needed some work, so we're happy to see that being done. Speaking of road construction, in front of our studios yesterday, a lot of activity. The first layer of blacktop went down, and it was neat to see the process. Definitely a lot of work to do that as well. And so I got to go out there. I did get some video of this. If you go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, you can see the progress that took place yesterday. Now, I kind of asked what the next step is because they definitely have a little bit of work to do yet. So what they did was they got the first layer of blacktop down on the road. They actually worked on our driveway approach yesterday as well because they had to transition between the concrete and the entrance to our parking lot. And they actually got that part done yesterday. Now, one part that is a little bit different for us is we had multiple entrance and exit out of our front of our studio. Not going to be the case anymore because the turn lane is going to be pretty much right there. It's going to be right by the sidewalk. Sidewalk is actually closer to our building. The road is actually closer to our building as well. And what happens is we only have one entrance going in and out of the parking lot off of 8th. And so we'll come in other ways. We have multiple ways to get into our parking lot. We did lose a little bit of parking out there as well. Our former GM liked to park out there. So, yeah, that's not going to be the greatest spot to be parked anymore. We can still use it to load and unload. But they have two more layers of blacktop to go. So what will happen is they're going to put another layer of blacktop down today and then another one tomorrow. There's still work that needs to be done out there. You cannot drive on this, by the way. The road is still closed. When you see a road closed, barricades, don't drive on closed roads. That's a ticketable offense, in case anyone is curious about that. So, yeah, that'll be open sometime soon. We're excited that that will be open. And to have a brand new road out there, one of my friends commented I should go out there with a car and do things with it. No, I am not going to leave black marks in front of my workplace. I would never want to do that with a motor vehicle where I work. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm not saying anything from past experience at all. I will leave it at that. Last night, we did have Monday Night Football. It was the Kansas City Chiefs against the New Orleans Saints. And, of course, Taylor Swift was present for that game last night. Kansas City did win that game 26-13. So, yep, I know a few Saints fans out there. I definitely feel your pain. We're thinking about you today. And, yes, they did get beat last night. But you know what? That is kind of the way it goes. I did not get to watch much of that game. We did have the Packers victorious over the Los Angeles Rams over this past weekend. And we did find out that the Packers staff did meet with Romeo Doubs yesterday. The plan is for him to return to practice on Wednesday. He will be playing this Sunday. Not 100% sure on what exactly was discussed in that game or in that conversation because they are keeping that one under wraps. We do know last week that Doubs did not show up to practice on Thursday or Friday. They tried calling him. Basically, they went to his house after doing a welfare check, and yeah, he said he wasn't coming to practice is what it comes down to. A lot of talk that he felt like he wasn't getting the ball passed to him enough and being used enough, and he was upset with that, so he decided he was going to skip some practice. Well, they decided he was going to skip the game and suspended him for Sunday. So, while the Packers' leading receivers, you do want him on the field, obviously. hopefully all the parties were able to address those concerns, get everything talked out and discussed, because Packers are playing again this Sunday. That'll be at noon on Sunday. That'll be on Fox. We do have mostly noon games coming up for basically the next 3 weeks, and then we go to get into November, and then we play the pesky Lions on November 3rd. That'll be a 3:25 game. And then we finally get a bye game on week 10. So November 10th, Packers will have a bye, and then they'll come back and play the Bears. So Packers do have a tough schedule ahead. As I mentioned, they're playing the Cardinals this week, then the Texans, then Jacksonville Jaguars, and then the Lions, and then bye, and then the Bears. So we'll kind of keep tabs on that. We'll have Hanging with Hobble coming back with us on Friday right around 8:30 a.m. We'll talk about kind of what we expect to happen in that game this weekend, maybe a little bit more discussion on the status of Romeo Doubs and everything that has happened there. So we'll keep tabs on it, but everything sounds good. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us this morning, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:50 with our celebrity birthdays. We don't want to miss anyone. I know a couple of people that are having some birthdays out there, so we'll definitely be talking about those. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:28 on Tuesday morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave. Hear the police on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday morning. It is 7:32 a.m. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know somebody that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:50 a.m. this morning. You can also text us from the Civic Media app. This is a free download for your mobile device. Go to your app store, look for the Civic Media app, and then what you can do is download that app, open it up, look for 99.7 Max FM. It's Max the Mouse. And then when you click on that, you have the option to stream us or to text us. You can text us right from the app. You can also stream us, so you can take us with you wherever you go. So text in those birthdays and anniversaries. We have a couple of local ones that I already have seen. So we'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries right around 7:50 this morning. Now let's talk about something that's a little more interesting. Oral hygiene seems simple, but if you've ever been in someone else's bathroom, you know that people can really complicate it. Beyond just lying about flossing, of course. A new poll asked over 30,000 people how they squeeze a tube of toothpaste, and 72% say they squeeze from the bottom of the tube to the top, which makes sense. 20% people say they squeeze the toothpaste out from the top of the tube, which in my doesn't make a lot of sense in my world. Now, this is a great time to ask. Have you ever disagreed with someone who shares your toothpaste with about how it should be used? 21% of people say yes, which is very similar to the percentage of the top squeezers. Now, finally, people were asked, how much toothpaste do you typically use? 28% of people say they squeeze about a full brush length of toothpaste and that the bristles part, of course, and 31% say a little less, about half the brush length, and 32% say than that about the size of a pea. 4% of people say they are really skimpy using an amount of the size of a single grain of rice, and the other 5% are not sure, so a lot of questions about those. The demographic that was most likely to use left the less is the pea size or the rice amounts or the younger females living in the western U.S. Now, it depends on the kind of toothpaste. That's how I judge it, because I do have a special prescription toothpaste I use, and it's supposed to be a pea size amount of toothpaste. Now, if I'm using the other toothpaste that we use in the household, it is definitely a little bit more. And yes, I know that I need to brush my teeth more often. And yes, there's a few other things that go along with that as well. Now, one of the interesting things that was talked about in the survey was, did anyone argue about leaving toothpaste in the sink? And that is definitely the case, because that doesn't always get cleaned out of the sink. Now, in our household, a certain creature likes to visit the toothpaste in the sink and try to lick in the bathroom sink after we've brushed our teeth, which we both know is not safe. So we definitely clean the sink out, because he goes in there and he tries to clean the sink out. At least he's trying to get some fluoride into his system, however, not great for dogs, so we don't let it happen. The other bad habit, of course, he has is if we have the cold water running, he tries to drink right out of the sink, and then he starts coughing and everything else, and it's like, dude, I realize that this is nice, fresh, cold water coming out of here, but we do put fresh water in your dish very regularly, and it's multiple times throughout the day, and I'm like, that's just gross. So yeah, if you do have animals in your house, you want to make sure you clean that toothpaste out from the bottom of the sink. Coming up, we will have a look at sports. That is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo on Max FM.
The Kansas City Chiefs join the Minnesota Vikings as the only remaining unbeaten teams in the NFL. I'm Bill Scott with sports. KC knocked off New Orleans 26-13 in Monday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes throwing for 331 yards but held without a touchdown pass. Saints quarterback Derek Carr left the game late with an oblique injury. Packers gearing up for week 6 of the season. They'll host Arizona Sunday at Lambeau Field. Yesterday, Coach Matt LaFleur said he met with wide receiver Romeo Doubs and will welcome him back to the team when they resume practice on Wednesday. All four baseball divisional series tied 1-1. American League action last night. Kansas City beat the Yankees 4-2 and Detroit down Cleveland 3-2. National League play resumes today. The puck officially drops on the start of the NHL's regular season tonight. The defending champion Florida Panthers set to raise their first banner before hosting the Boston Bruins. Football Badgers gearing up for their Saturday game against Rutgers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is more music mornings with Dave. 7:39 a.m. It is Robert Palmer on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Hey.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Tuesday morning. It is 7:47 a.m. Coming up, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know anyone that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. We have a couple of local ones to celebrate after we go through our celebrity list. But first, we will take a look at your weather forecast. Today, it will be sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 39. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 70. Thursday, sunny with a high of 75. On Friday, it'll be mostly sunny, warming up with a high of 81. Now, looking ahead to this weekend, we'll see highs in the 60s. It's supposed to be sunny. Slight chance of rain, maybe Saturday night, but that is it for our precipitation chances. Currently, it is 40 degrees. All right, let's take a look at that celebrity birthday list, and this is your last chance to get in those local ones as well. We'll get to those momentarily. Today is October 8th, and Bella Thorne is 27. She is the actress who made millions on an adult site. We'll just go with that. Cece Jones, she's on the Disney Channel, Shake It Up, and she's on the famous Love Bell in Amityville, and it's her birthday, so we got to appreciate Bella Thorne, 27 years old. She's been in a lot of different movies. Agnes T. Jones is 31. He's the half man on Two and a Half Men. He denounced the show, but he did return for its finale. Molly Quinn is also 31. She's Alexis Castle on Nathan Fillion's daughter on Castle. Bruno Mars is 39 years old, and songs include Just the Way You Are and Uptown Funk. I am going to play Just the Way You Are after we get out of this break, because you know what? We have to. It's Bruno Mars' birthday. Nick Cannon is 44, host of The Masked Singer, but more importantly, he's one of the only men on the planet who can say that he's been with Kim Kardashian and Mariah Carey. So happy birthday to Nick. J.R. Ramirez is 44. He is Detective Jared Vasquez on Manifest and Oscar on Jessica Jones. Mike the Miz Mizanian, 44, WWE superstar. And he got his start on the Real World Road Rules Challenge. Kristen Loken is 45 from Terminator 3. Matt Damon is 54 years old, also known as Jason Bourne. Emily Proctor is 56. She was Kelly Duquesne on CSI Miami. You can still catch that show on some of the antenna channels if you're looking for it. Teddy Riley is a 57 super producer and member of the Blackstreet Guy. Wreckin' Effects. Oh, we remember Rump Shaker. I've got to see if we have that song in our playlist. Karen Parsons is 58. Hillary Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Stephanie Zimbalist, 68. Detective Laura Holt on Remington Steele. Daryl Hammond is 69 years old. I feel a little bit older today. Saturday Night Live, Master Impressionist. He took over announcing duties. And yes, 69 years old. I feel slightly older. Robert Coolbell from Cool and the Gang is 74 years old. Some of their hits include Celebration, Ladies Night, Fresh, Cherish. We could go on with those. Sigourney Weaver is 75. You remember Ellen Ripley in the Alien movies, Dr. Grace Augustine in the Avatar movies, and Dana in Ghostbusters. Chevy Chase is 81 years old. R.L. Stine is 81, author of the Goosebumps series. Jesse Jackson is 83 years old. Paul Hogan, 85, Crocodile Dundee. So, yes, some great birthdays. Now, we do have two local birthdays. Randy Duxbury's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Randy. And Autumn texted in, it is Kim Wagner's birthday. Kim, happy birthday. Brandon, in case you forgot, it is Kim's birthday today. We're looking out for you if you are celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday or happy anniversary. As I mentioned, it's Bruno Mars' birthday, so we're going to be celebrating that coming up next. I'm going to see if I can find Wreckin' Effects in here as well. So it is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or...
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
The green and gold tailgating.
The frozen tundra.
Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
97 Max FM. Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You're amazing, just the way you
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Wrecking Effects celebrating a birthday today on Max FM.
Check baby 1 2 3 4. Check baby, check baby 1 2 3. Check baby, check baby 1 2. Check baby, check baby 1 2 3. All I wanna do is on my zoom 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 and a boom boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom 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 and a boom boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom 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 and a boom boom. All I wanna do is on my zoom 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 and a boom boom.
It's going one shaker. The beat is like sweet and a candy. Manly and your shake is coming in handy. Slide on my clothes from New York down by your Virginia. Tickling you around Delaware before I enter. Talk to seduction from face hips to feet. A wiggle and a tickle can make the night complete. Now since you got the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's a hint, it's like a long sharp sword. Flip tails and let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men to mice. But A plus got a surprise, that's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake it up like a rump shaker.
All I wanna do is zoom, 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 man. One, two, check up. Rex and effects is an effects, but I'm the wreck of the track. Bought the honey shaking rumps and they backs it. Booties of the cutie steady shaking but relaxing. The action is packed in a jam like a closet. Beats bound to get you up cold, flowing like a faucet. Not mean to make you sit, not mean to make you jump, but yet make the hotties in the party shake it rump. I like the way you comb your hair, I like the stylish clothes you wear, It's just the little things you do, that makes me wanna.